Now, the segmentation techniques we have seen, in some of the segmentation techniques such as thresholding, there is a hard decision made, or what is called a hard segmentation done, where a pixel either belongs to an object or not, with thresholding. Now, with region growing, the setup is different. The pixel values retain their gray level values when they are shown as the selected region. But classical segmentation techniques, such as thresholding, define precisely the region of interest in the sense you try to make a binary decision. A pixel is either a member of the region or not. In region growing also, there is a decision made. The output is not binary, but then every pixel is examined and you make a decision as to whether to include that pixel in the region or not. So the decision regarding inclusion is a hard decision. The value that gets included in the region is the actual value of the pixel if it is considered for inclusion, if the answer to the question is yes, include it. So that definition is said to be a precise definition of the region of interest, where you say you make this binary decision of inclusion or not. The thresholding is also the same. You either include it or not, include a pixel in the object or not. But in several applications, you don't have such distinct separation between objects and backgrounds. And there is a gradual transition from the object to the corresponding surrounding region, such as tumors. Tumors in mammograms, or tumors in breasts, or in mammograms, or in several other cases, do not have a distinct boundary because of the metastatic nature of cancer. The cancer spreads, and when it starts with a certain mass, due to metastasis, the cancer spreads, and the nature of the interaction with the tumor, with the surrounding tissues, and the expansion is such that you don't have a precise boundary. So drawing a precise boundary is difficult. A radiologist also, in most cases, will not draw the boundary of a tumor. A radiologist may simply say there is a tumor in this part of the breast, in this quadrant of the breast, and may simply indicate an approximate area by drawing an oval or a box around the region. It is not necessary to identify precisely and cut that out as though it is being done surgically. So the identification of precise boundaries of tumors is difficult and is not done in practice. And if we attempt to do it in image processing, we often run into difficulties. An alternative to address this problem of detecting breast masses or in making such decision as to whether to include a pixel in a certain region or not is to use fuzzy memberships and fuzzy sets, where each object, each pixel, has a certain membership in the set that you're trying to define, such as the tumor. And the membership is a value between 0 and 1. So you say this pixel has a membership of 0.9 of belonging to the tumor that I'm trying to identify. This other pixel has a membership of 0.1, 0.2, or 0.36. So you map this, and then you give a fuzzy membership, and you use that to represent the result. Denis Gugliotto from the University of Uberlândia in Brazil, with whom I've been collaborating for several years, and the et al., I am in the et al. There, we proposed segmentation methods that include notions of fuzzy membership and fuzzy sets. We have two methods, or we have proposed two methods. One method determines the boundary of a tumor by region growing after pre-processing by a fuzzy method, rather than doing region growing on the original image, where there could be some internal characteristics and texture, and we may fail in region growing on the original mammogram. We do region growing on the fuzzy membership mapping by using certain reference values. The second method is a fuzzy region growing method, where we take into account the uncertainty present around the boundaries of tumors, and we give the output as a fuzzy map. We don't even attempt to draw boundaries. So let's look at some notions of pre-processing based upon fuzzy sets. Now, I'll put this in the context of tumors or masses in mammograms, but you could extend it to other applications. A mass of a tumor typically appears on a mammogram as a relatively dense region compared to the surrounding tissues. Calcifications are denser, but mass is denser than normal fibroglandular tissue. And the properties could be characterized using local density, gradient, texture, and other measures. But typically, it is the density that matters most. A set of local properties could be used to define a feature vector of a mass. In the case of CT images, we use Hounsfield unit values. They are calibrated and standardized. In the case of mammograms, there is no reference and no calibration, so we just have to rely on gray level values that indirectly represent the density of the breast tissue, because the X-ray attenuation coefficient and the brightness of the corresponding point in the mammogram will depend upon the density of the tissues along that particular path of the X-ray through the breast. So if we can get a number of these local properties, or maybe just one, which is the local density, then you can form a feature vector for reference. And then from the image, you extract those same feature vectors for every pixel and compare against the reference, and then come up with a membership. So given a feature vector, a pixel whose properties are similar to those represented by the feature vector of the mass could be assigned a high intensity or membership value. If not, the pixel intensity could be made low in the mapping result. So you need a reference feature vector or some reference density. It could be a seed pixel given by the user. So at the end of such a process, the pixels in and around the region of interest will have a degree of similarity displayed with respect to the features of the region of interest as given by the user. There are a few notions associated with this. A fuzzy set may be defined by assigning to each element that you are processing, such as a pixel, a value that represents its grade of membership in the fuzzy set you are attempting to define. The grade corresponds to the degree with which the element is similar to or compatible with the notion or concept represented by that fuzzy set. So you need to have a reference. So let this gamma, omega, that maps omega to L, be a membership function that maps omega into L, and L denotes the set that is ordered in some sense. The most commonly used range of values for membership is 0 to 1. It's easy to handle. If you want, you can use it, use 0 to 100%, scale it, or use some other range, but typically you use 0 to 1. And that is fuzzy representation of the membership. If you want binary or crisp set with a hard threshold, then you can have the mapping from omega to 0, 1, the set 0, 1. That is, only these two values are permitted in the output. That will be binary then. In this first procedure, we wanted to enhance the tumor region in the mammogram. So the first step is enhancement of the region of interest, and that could be achieved by defining a membership that evaluates the similarity between the properties of the pixel being considered and those of the region of interest as defined by the user. So here, we start with the original map, original image, and we map it to a fuzzy set according to our membership that assigns a membership degree equal to 1 to those pixels that have exactly the same properties as the mass region of interest as specified by the user with, let's say, a seed pixel. Represents the degree of similarity between the features of the mass region of interest and those of the pixel being considered for membership, which are all of the pixels in the image, they are processed. Must have some symmetry with reference to the difference between the features of the ROI. So whether it is on this side less or more, to the same extent, you should have the same output value. So one of the examples given is if a reference value is, let us say, 10, and you ask if the values that are all, let's say, integers, belong to the set defined as n equal to 10. You could define a distance measure, and if you consider a number such as 11, it is closed. The difference between 10 and 11 is 1. And you can normalize that by some number and then give that as a measure of similarity. But if you consider a value such as 15, the difference is plus 5. And on the other hand, going in the opposite direction, if you have the value plus 5, the difference is 5 minus 10 minus 5. 15 and 5 having the same difference, but only change in sign, they must have similar membership values when the membership is with reference to the number 10. So there must be symmetry with reference to the difference between the features of the region of interest, such as this number 10 I mentioned, and those of the pixel being considered. And it should decrease monotonically from 1 to 0. And you can have different membership functions. And we used this. Gamma P is 1 over 1 plus beta A minus B, where P is the pixel being processed, and A is the feature vector for the mass that is specified by a seed pixel or by some known measures by the user, and B is the feature vector for the pixel being analyzed. So for that pixel P, you obtain its feature vector, whatever that is. Beta, this factor, determines what is called the opening of the membership function, and a large beta makes the opening narrow, whereas a small beta makes the opening wide. So the membership function looks like this, and depending upon how wide you want it to be or how permissive you want this membership to be, you select an appropriate beta. So if the opening is narrow, the function is strict. If the opening is wide, the function is permissive in the sense of allowing more pixels with larger differences to be included in the set. So this is a possible membership function. The fuzzy set that you obtain represents pixels whose properties are close to those of the mass or region of interest you want to segment with a high degree. In the opposite case, you want the low membership degree. The membership degree may be used as a scale factor, and you can obtain an image. You can represent it as a picture. And if this condition is satisfied, that is, those pixels that belong to the mass have high membership and other pixels have low membership, then you have a picture where the contrast of the region of interest is improved. And that depends upon beta, the membership parameter in the membership function. So here is an example from a mammogram. That part is the tumor, and by using a reference value within the tumor and applying this function, membership degree function here, we got this result, where pixels that belong to the mass now have high contrast, but other pixels have a certain value that is not zero. It's between 0 and 1. So it's not binary in this representation, but the expectation is that if you were to give an appropriate reference value, this region will have better contrast and separability from the surrounding tissue, surrounding regions that have low membership values. But there could be disconnected parts of the image that also have high similarity with reference to the gray level density we gave. The only parameter we gave to represent the region of interest was density or intensity in the mammogram. So that vector A and B that I mentioned earlier, those vectors have just one value each, which is the intensity value. If you could specify more parameters, then you could put more of them in. But just using density similarity or distance, then we get this mapping, which is between 0 and 1. You can scale it to 0 to 255 and display. And those pixels that are similar to the reference we gave, which is somewhere in the region, will have high values, and others have small values. So you process this further. But as I mentioned just now, there are some pixels that are not connected to this region that could still have a high value. And to separate them, you apply a region growing algorithm onto this membership image rather than the original image. D is a different method which I'll describe next. So the second part, or the second method that we developed, is based upon fuzzy segmentation based upon region growing here. Pixel values in the fuzzy set pre-processed image will give you the membership degree, and to obtain contour of the region growing algorithm needs a threshold and a seed region, and we need to specify these. The seed region growing process starts with the seed region given, and then the threshold value is also given, and we get the result. The four connected neighboring pixels, this is standard region growing we have seen, and I showed you the result just now. We apply a post-processing step to remove isolated pixels and regions that are within the outermost contour. So that is the procedure to get the contour. And here is an example with a noisy test pattern. So here is the object and with noise, and these are the contours we got with different parameters. And in each case, we get a parameter, we get a contour that approximates the circle quite well. So using this fuzzy set pre-processing and region growing, we got reasonable contours that approximate this test object. I showed one for the mammogram, and here is another benign mass in a mammogram. This is the fuzzy pre-processed image where you see high values within the mass. And this is the contour obtained. In white is the contour obtained by this method, and in black, the contour drawn by the radiologist independently. The value of beta used is 0.007. So this is one approach. And we tested this with 47 mammograms with 25 malignant and 22 benign masses. And we obtained good agreement judged visually. And the parameter used was beta equal to 0.007. The threshold value had to be varied, and we could not develop a method to automatically get this threshold. So that was one limitation of the study. The seed region was manually marked, and the threshold for region growing was varied, and we need to develop a method to automatically obtain that threshold value based upon some measure of heterogeneity of the region around the seed. To compare the results obtained by the segmentation and the contours drawn by the radiologist, we developed a method to aggregate the segmented region with the reference contour. This is related to the fuzzy fusion technique that I will not have the time to go through, but that fusion operator produces a fuzzy set that represents the agreement between the two inputs. And it is defined as this function f of x, sum of all pixels belonging to the set x, 1 minus this function, 2 gamma p minus 1, and that is to verify each pixel value, p, in the set, and this is the number of pixels in set. So x is a result of aggregation, and gamma p is the degree of that pixel p. Later, this will normalize the measure with degree of the result of fusion to compare the two contours. And zero represents perfect agreement, and unity indicates no in these two objects. So we found the value of this measure of fuzziness of 47 mammograms in the study to be in that range, with the mean and standard deviation being 0.42 and 0.17. And the measure of fuzziness was less than that limit of 0.5 for 34 of the 47 cases. So this indicates the degree of similarity or overlap between the regions as identified by the method and as drawn by the radiologist, using another notion of fuzzy representation. But that is a bit difficult to demonstrate the practical value. For practical value, you could use pattern classification. Is the region given by this adequate to make a discrimination between benign and malignant tumors? And for that, we applied a morphological erosion to the image with a square structuring element of size that is 25% of the shorter dimension of the rectangle containing the contour. And then we got the core of the mass region by extracting that part of the region of interest. And then we got a parameter called DCV for the fuzzy set pre-processed image, where it is the difference between the coefficient of variation CV of the entire region and that of the core, which is within the tumor. The coefficient of variation is the ratio of the standard deviation to the mean. And the high DCV represents an inhomogeneous region of interest, especially in the periphery. We are comparing the periphery of the segmented region with the core. And because we are taking this measure from the fuzzy pre-processed image, then we are checking for the similarity between the specified property from the seed and the pixels that are included in the region. The value of DCV was used as a parameter to represent the segmented region. So the segmented region is reduced to a single parameter DCV, and the probability of malignancy was based upon DCV, computing using logistic regression. So when you apply this method, the value of DCV goes in this manner using logistic regression, and the probability of malignancy assigned to these values of DCV increases in the sigmoidal fashion using the logistic regression function for pattern classification. So the question now is, where should be the cutoff as to the malignant part on the higher side and benign masses on this side? So using an appropriate cutoff, you can make a decision and classify the regions as being benign or malignant in terms of breast cancer in the mammogram. And if you slide the threshold or vary the threshold, then you get what is called the receiver operating characteristics, where for a given threshold, you get certain sensitivity and specificity. You can plot it in an ROC or receiver operating characteristics curve. So in here, we didn't do an ROC study, but instead we just applied a cutoff of 0.02, which gave all the benign masses being correctly classified and 16 of the 25 malignant tumors being correctly classified. So that gives a high specificity of 1, but the sensitivity is low at 0.64. If you change the threshold, you will increase the sensitivity, but you may lose specificity. So there is always a trade-off between these two values as to how many of the benign masses would you tolerate as being classified as malignant in order to increase the classification accuracy of the malignant tumors. So that is a problem, but if you vary the threshold and plot sensitivity and specificity, you get the ROC curve. We didn't do that in this study. We didn't have enough data at that time for the study. Now, in fuzzy region growing, in the second part of the study, we developed a different technique where an adaptive similarity criterion is used for region growing, with the mean and standard deviation of the pixels in the region being grown as control parameters. The region is grown, region is represented by a fuzzy set, and we don't do any hard segmentation, and we do not get a contour for the mass in this case. Instead, we give a fuzzy mapping. So the algorithm starts with a seed region that is inside the region of interest that has, in this case, was provided by the operator or the user. But if we can detect an appropriate method for that, it could be automated, possibly. And then we include 8 connected pixels that have similar properties, and the homogeneity of the region is evaluated by calculating the mean and the standard deviation and the coefficient of variation as a ratio of the two. So we have these parameters, delta mu max, delta CV max, and beta. These are the parameters to control region growing. Delta mu max specifies the maximum allowed difference between the value of the pixel that you are analyzing for inclusion or for evaluation in the membership and the mean of the region that has already been grown. So it is a running mean that is accumulated or modified as each pixel is included. Delta CV max indicates the degree of homogeneity between subregions. So there is a limit that we place on the inclusion of regions. Beta is the opening of the membership function like before. So let P be the pixel being analyzed, and IP be the value of that from the image. The segmentation algorithm has these steps. If the difference between the pixel value and the mean is less than the permitted deviation or difference, that is the question asked. If it is not satisfied, the pixel is labeled as rejected. So that is one step. If the condition is satisfied, P is temporarily added to the subregion, and then mu nu and mu sigma nu are calculated. The question asked now is, if I were to include this pixel in the region, what would be the new mean and the new standard deviation? And then another question is asked. In part two, sigma divided by mu, which is the coefficient of variation, is calculated of the region as it was before and with the inclusion of this new pixel. So if you include what is the difference, and that is delta CV max. This delta CV max is the maximum allowed deviation, and if the difference caused by the inclusion of this pixel is less than that threshold, then P will be included in the region and labeled as accepted. And mu and sigma will be updated. If the condition is not satisfied, P is added to the region, but with restriction that the mean and sigma are not modified of this region. So this second step analyzes the distortion that the inclusion of this pixel P will cause if included in the region. So at the beginning of the process, the region includes all the pixels in the seed region, and the standard deviation is set to zero. Now the seed region could be just one pixel, but that's the starting point. While the standard deviation of the region is zero, a specific procedure is done for the second step, where we put double this delta CV maximum as the threshold. So that is to allow initial region growing, and then the condition is made stricter. The parameter delta CV max works as a filter that avoids the possibility that the mean and the standard deviation measures will have undesirable modifications during the region growing process. So we don't allow significant change with the inclusion of one pixel. The region growing process checks pixels in an expanding concentric squares pattern around the seed region. So we don't want to go in any preferred direction depending upon the pixels that are included. So we grow in concentric squares, or the pixels are checked in concentric squares around the seed region. Each pixel is evaluated only once. So these measures were put in to get some stability in the algorithm and get appropriate regions. The membership function that maps the pixel values from this procedure to the interval 0, 1 could be based upon the mean of the region. So you need to have some parameters to specify this membership. And pixels that are close to the mean will have a high membership, or if they are farther away from the mean, they will have low membership. So in this case, the membership function was designed in a different manner. The desirable characteristics are that the membership degree of the seed should be equal to 1, because the user specified that to be a member, or a number of seed pixels to be a member of the region. The membership degree of a pixel labeled as rejected must be 0. The membership function must be as independent of the seed pixel or region as possible. So you must base it on some statistical measure such as the mean. The membership degree must represent the proximity between the pixel labeled accepted or accepted with restriction and the mean of the resulting region. And the function must be symmetric with respect to the difference between the mean and the pixel value. and the function must decrease monotonically from 1 to 0. So this is the membership function used here, which is slightly different from what you saw earlier. So there is this part up to A, where the membership is equal to 1, and then it decreases, and after B, the membership is 0. Whereas the previous one started with 1 and exponentially decreased, not exponentially, but 1 over inversely decreased with reference to the difference. So there is a small difference here with respect to the previous formulation. The value of A is the mean of the seed region plus the standard deviation of the seed region minus mu. And B is delta mu max that is specified in the algorithm. And then the value of the pixel P is mapped to the fuzzy membership degree, gamma P, as if the absolute value of IP minus mu is less than A, then that membership is 1. Else, if the difference is greater than B, then that is 0. And in between, it is similar to what we saw earlier, 1 over 1 plus beta absolute of IP minus mu. So this is the definition of this function shown graphically here. So there are two limiting parameters, A and B, that depend upon the statistics specified, mean of the seed region and standard deviation of the seed region. So here are some examples. Here is a circular pattern, which is the object of interest. Suppose it's a tumor. And then some noise added to it. And these are three examples obtained of the regions for different parameters. With seed pixel at 60-60, that is the selected, and delta mu max 18, and some parameters, they're all described in the caption. Let's not worry about what they are. But for varying parameters of the region growing algorithm, these are the pixels included and the region obtained. We then applied the fuzzy region growing method to a number of mammograms and 47 test images with the same beta and delta CV max equal to this, and the delta mu max parameter had to be varied. And the fuzzy regions obtained for the mammograms were compared objectively with the contours drawn by the radiologist by computing the measure of fuzziness, and the values were distributed over that range, with the mean and standard deviation being 0.4 and 0.19. So the measure of fuzziness was smaller than 0.5 in 27 of those 47 cases as a measure of comparison of these results. So let me show you what we got for the tumor here. I have to go back because I was put in the same image. So here, the result of fuzzy region growing is shown here. The contour drawn by the radiologist is shown superimposed. So you see that here we are not getting a contour. Instead, we are getting a high membership value within the major portion of the tumor within the contour drawn by the radiologist independently. And as you go outside this core region of the tumor, the membership value is reduced. So there is a ribbon of fuzzy membership values around the core of the tumor near the boundary where the membership is low because the density characteristics of the tumor in the mammogram change as you move away from the central portion of the tumor. And outside that, the membership is zero. In the case of the benign mass, we got this result, where again, in the central portion of the tumor, for most of the tumor region, and the boundary is shown here for reference, the boundary is not used in the processing, we get high membership value, and some of the pixels in the periphery have low membership values. And outside that, the membership is zero. So in this manner, we can obtain a fuzzy membership function or a membership image where you have values between 0 and 1 indicating the membership of these pixels in the class of the tumor as defined by the seed pixel and statistical measures by the user. So this is now a fuzzy segmentation of the mass where no boundary is drawn. The boundary you see there is the boundary drawn independently by the radiologist, and that is superimposed only for comparison. The question then is, how can you classify this region next as benign or malignant? If you want a boundary, then you could apply some thresholding technique and get the outer boundary of this region. But we didn't do that. Instead, I'll go further up and show you assessment for pattern classification. To derive parameters for pattern classification, we defined what we call the fuzzy ribbon. And the fuzzy ribbon was defined as the connected region whose pixels possess membership degree less than unity and separate the tumor core from the background with zero membership. So there is the argument behind this is the uncertainty present in and around the region of interest is now maintained. There is a difficulty in identifying the precise boundary of a tumor because of the blurred boundary of most malignant tumors. The fuzzy ribbon of the malignant tumor contains more pixels with low values than the benign mass. And that is because most malignant tumors possess ill-defined boundaries, whereas benign masses are clearly circumscribed or have sharp boundaries. And to do that, I need to go here. This is the fuzzy ribbon extracted from the malignant tumor I showed earlier, where the central part has high membership of 1. So only the part of the fuzzy membership function that has membership less than 1 is shown. And this is for the benign mass. So we computed what we call the coefficient variation of the fuzzy ribbon. The values in the fuzzy ribbon are between 0 and 1, but in a malignant tumor, we expect several values far less than 1, whereas in the case of a benign mass, we would expect the membership values even in the fuzzy ribbon to be high. So the variance is expected to be high in the case of malignant tumors. The fuzzy ribbons of malignant tumors would have higher coefficient of variation, and this ratio, nu FR, where we put a threshold of 0.5 on the membership degree and asked how many of these pixels have membership less than 0.5 to the total number of pixels in the fuzzy ribbon. In the case of a benign mass, you would have a larger number. You would have a smaller number for new FR. So the fuzzy ribbons of malignant tumors would have higher CVFR, the coefficient variation, and higher new FR. And these could be used for pattern classification. And I'll show you this curve, which shows the probability of malignance obtained using the logistic regression function and the coefficient of variation of the fuzzy ribbon. Now, ideally, you should expect, or you would like this to be a step function, but that doesn't happen. You get an S-shaped curve. The steeper the slope, the better the separability, applying a threshold in between. And again, that threshold needs to be selected or varied to get an ROC curve. Let me go back. And using a cut point of 0.18, we got a correct classification of 20 out of 25 malignant tumors and 20 out of 22 benign masses. That gave a sensitivity of 0.8 and specificity of 0.9, which are good numbers. But the cut point needs to be determined, as I said, automatically, or if it is set by the user, then for a given database, you will get a certain sensitivity and specificity. If it is varied, you can characterize the capability of the feature, in this case CVFR, to perform pattern classification. In this case, we use logistic regression, but there are other pattern classification methods. So what we have shown here is that we don't need to obtain the boundary of the tumor. We don't need to perform precise segmentation of the pixels as breast tumor or not. We can assign a membership degree that is between 0 and 1. Outside here, we have 0 membership, and within the core of the tumor, we had a membership of 1. What is important in discriminating between benign masses such as this and malignant tumors such as this is in the important information lies in the periphery that represents the interaction between the tumor and the surrounding tissue in the breast. And this blurred boundary of a malignant tumor is an important indicator, and that is represented by the fuzziness of this set, the membership values of these pixels in the periphery. And by removing those pixels that have high membership, equal to 1 here in the core of the tumor, and considering the variability of the membership in this fuzzy ribbon at the periphery, we were able to suggest a method to classify these without having to perform a precise binary segmentation of the tumor. So this represents, going back to the example earlier, this image represents a fuzzy segmentation of the tumor, and by further partitioning that segmentation and deriving parameters, we have removed the need to get a precise segmentation or a boundary, and instead computed parameters from this to facilitate the classification of tumors as benign or malignant, or masses as benign or malignant. So fuzzy segmentation methods could obviate the need for binary segmentation and could possibly lead to measures that could assist in classification.